Epilogue. Are you ready to change? Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, and reap a destiny. On New Year's Eve over a decade ago, I witnessed my oldest friend make a conscious decision to change his life. He made a mental commitment to change his habits of thought. In one moment, I watched him pivot from a mentality that was dark and fear-based to an enlightened, God-directed mentality. Little by little, from that day forward, he formed new mastery habits. Change your habits, change your life. He intentionally chose to think thoughts about what he wanted to manifest and avoid thoughts about what his ego feared might go wrong. Slowly but surely, he mastered how to consciously discreate his old egoic habits of thinking thoughts of doom and gloom and replacing them with thoughts of hope and faith. You are only 21 days away from creating a new life. He learned that he was always one thought away, meaning he was only one thought away from thinking a thought that would strengthen his positive habits and attract to him what he desired because of the law of attraction. Sadly, he also learned that it was only one thought away from thinking negative thoughts that would trigger his ego to play the blame, shame, victim game. Over time, my friend learned to guard his thoughts in the same way a farmer guards his chickens from hungry foxes. It only takes 21 days to form a new habit. If it is your intention to create financial abundance, a trim a healthier body, improve your relationships, or to create a career where you can make a good living doing work you love to do, all of these goals require you to form new habits of thought, feelings, and actions, and to discreate your negative thoughts, feelings, and actions. Do you understand why this is exciting news? It's exciting news because it means that you only need to use concentrated effort and self-discipline for only 3 weeks. That's because after 21 days, it will take less effort and less concentration to perform because it has become a habit. When you change, you will either make lemonade out of your lemons so that you can land in a better place, or you will fall prey to the blame, shame, victim game, and your life will get progressively worse. Humans are creatures of habit in both mind and body. Therefore, when you decide to create new habits, I want you to be aware that often it will feel as if things are going wrong. This happens because when you decide to change your habits, only two things can occur. You will either manifest a new reality that you want, or you will surface what you need to heal, fix, discreate, own, forgive, etc., so that you can create the reality that you want. God created you, but you made yourself into what you are now, one habitual belief system at a time. From the time you were born, thought by thought, you became the architect and builder of the reality that you are now experiencing. Are you ready to form new habits that will give you the ability to control what you are thinking so that you can build an exquisite life filled with love, health, and abundance? The law of manifestation is be, do, have. This means that you will attract into your life what you are, not what you want. Many souls don't grok that the first step of manifestation is to be what you want to experience. Then to do the work that is required to form the new habits that you need so you can have what you want. God is willing to express in external conditions anything that you are willing to make into a habit. Your new habits will help you to focus your thoughts on your goals until what you want manifests. God uses your affirmations and visualizations as blueprints to manifest your dreams and desires. Do you want to live a life that the gods themselves would envy? Then begin today to program the habit affirmation to support your new commitment to form new self-mastery habits. Then you will be well on your way to creating a life that you have always dreamed of creating for you and for your loved ones. Namaste.